When it comes to music, you can hear Puerto Rico all over the world.
WNYC Studios' Alana Casanova Burgess is back with the new season of the podcast, La Brega.
La Brega.
La Brega.
La Brega.
La Brega.
La Brega.
Season 2 explores the Puerto Rican experience in 8 songs. And Alana dropped by The Takeaway to talk about all things La Brega. All right, before we begin, let's do a quick history lesson. The U.S. calls Puerto Rico a territory. Can you give us a quick rundown on exactly what that means?
Well, it doesn't mean very much. It's a territory also referred to as a commonwealth. In Puerto Rico, the status is known as the Estado Libre Asociado, the free associated state, which, like, what do you think that means? It means not much of anything. But more and more, the word colony is used on the island by people from all kinds of political persuasions, right? People who want statehood use the word colony. People who want independence use the word colony. It's just pretty widely recognized to be a U.S. colony, one of the oldest in the world.
There are two words that La Brega does not use, but I just felt like the usefulness of having the conversation about why not using them. So can you talk about the word mainland for talking about kind of the lower 48?
Yeah, well, La Brega is a project where we have members of our team who are in the archipelago called Puerto Rico, and we have people who are part of the diaspora, right, like myself. And so when you talk about the mainland, that is true for whom the mainland is the lower 48, but there are people for whom Puerto Rico is the mainland. So it just sort of tells you where you're looking at the issue from. And with this season of La Brega, we're doing something really special because the first season was stories of the Puerto Rican experience. This season, season 2, it's the Puerto Rican experience in 8 songs. And the reason why we wanted to focus on music is that we talk about Puerto Rico in the context of the U.S. all the time because of that colonial relationship that we were just talking about. But Puerto Rico is part of the Caribbean. It's part of Latin America. And we also connect with that part of the globe through our music. And so we wanted to get into that and to think about what are the songs that represent us to the rest of the world and that represent us to ourselves, right? What are the lessons that we get from our own music? And how does it knit us all together?
So let's go right into that, into the 8 songs of this new season's focus. Talk to me a bit about these artists, this music.
Well, it's an eclectic collection of music. We thought about this season as an album or as a mixtape. We are actually also releasing an album as part of this season, which is really exciting. So we've got 8 songs about Puerto Rico, right? Things that we think of as iconically Puerto Rican. And we have some curveballs in there too, some pitches that we got as a team and that we were thinking about. And we were like, you know what? That song is not maybe iconically Puerto Rican. Like, do you know the song "I Wonder If I Take You Home" by Lisa Lisa?
Oh, it's from come the 80s. On. Of course.
Lisa Lisa, Puerto Rican woman. So we're claiming that song as our own. We've got a whole episode about that one. We also are doing Suavemente.
Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suave, bésame, bésame, suave.
By Elvis Crespo, right? That's the one like Latin track that gets played at all the English-speaking weddings. It's a merengue, which is a which is a genre of music that people more associate with the Dominican Republic, right? Merengue is Dominican. So how did it come to be that Elvis Crespo, a Puerto Rican man, has this, you know, maybe people are going to at me on this, but I would say the most famous merengue of all time. So we get into the Dominican population in Puerto Rico around that question. We also talk about a beautiful song, Las Caras Lindas.
Las caras lindas de mi gente negra son un desfile de velas en flor que que cuando pasa frente a mí se alegra. De su negrura todo el corazón.
Which was written by Tite Cure Alonso, Puerto Rican songwriter, genius man. And that really is a song that tells us about the Black experience in Latin America. And it's been covered in so many countries and so many different genres of music. But it's a song that comes from Puerto Rico and is really tied to the experience of Black people in Puerto Rico, of Afro-Latinos. So that's sort of a taste of where we're going. And, you know, you can tell, like, there are all these bigger stories behind all these songs, right? I Wonder If I Take You Home is a song about sex, essentially. It's a song about consent and about women taking agency over their relationships.
Because I am 50 and my team is so very much not, Alana, who is Bad Bunny? Explain to the people.
Who is Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny is the biggest artist on the planet right now, I would say, because he's the most streamed musician. He is, to us, Benito. He's a Puerto Rican reggaetonero, urbano singer. His album Un Verano Sin Ti was just like the soundtrack of 2022.
But I think it's one thing to be Lisa and to be Puerto Rican. And again, it's, you know, mid-80s and whatever is happening in the marketing of Lisa, it is that she is Puerto Rican, but I'm just going to use this language kind of almost incidentally. And I'm not talking about sort of who she is as a person, but how she gets marketed, which is really different than what is happening with Bad Bunny, who is not incidentally Puerto Rican. As you point out, he is
quintessentially. Unapologetically.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the Puerto Rican accent is a little different. I've heard people make fun of the way that we talk. And, you know, on La Brega, this especially happened after our first season came out. People, it really moved them to hear our voices and all our different accents. Again, unapologetic about it. And Benito, Bad Bunny, is doing that as well. He's just really, really Puerto Rican. And I can't tell you how moved I feel when I see videos of tens of thousands of people in arenas all over the hemisphere, you know, singing in Mexico City, singing in Chile, singing in Austin, you know, singing Puerto Rican words in a Puerto Rican accent.
All right, don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more from Alana Casanova Burgess, host of La Brega Podcast.
Hi, I'm Helga Davis. On my show, I speak with artists and thinkers about how to uncover the extraordinary in everyday life. People like musicians Brittany Howard and Sampha, Broadway director Whitney White, scholar Noli Way Rooks, and playwright Suzanne Laurie Parks. These are fearless conversations where we don't just meet each other, we meet ourselves. Join us. Listen to Helga wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. We're continuing our conversation with Alana Casanova Burgess, host, producer, and co-creator of La Brega Podcast.
There are lots of Puerto Rican anthems about missing Puerto Rico, right? Because we are a place that is so defined by the diasporic experience, right? Like my family moved to New York, and so like I was born here, and that's not an accident of history. There are like policies that displaced us, right? And that shaped my family's lives and so many other lives. And so there's a lot of Puerto Rican music that's about the nostalgia of home, about yearning to be back home. And we talk in the first episode about a song, Preciosa, which was covered by Marc Anthony. Maybe some of your listeners have heard it. But Bad Bunny is different because he lives in Puerto Rico, right? When he's not touring, he is there and he sings from the perspective of someone who loves his home, right? Just as much as any other Puerto Rican singer. But he also sings about things like potholes. About blackouts, about the government failing. And Benito doesn't shy away from pointing those things out, but he does it with this love. There is no doubt that Bad Bunny is proud to be Puerto Rican, even as he sees the shortcomings, and that the place deserves better.
By going to music, by giving us the story this season across these eight songs, I'm going to come here in my final question to the other word that you do not use except to level a rather brilliant critique of it. How what you're doing here in this season isn't that. It isn't like, oh, things are so bad, but we kind of hold on to our cultural resilience. Walk us through that.
That idea of resilience is like, wow, look at how great these people are at surviving. And it doesn't give you a chance to step back and ask, well, why are they surviving so hard, right? Why is life something that you have to be resilient for instead of thriving and enjoying? And so we talk about that a lot in the first season. We also wanted to celebrate our excellence. You know, Puerto Rico is a place that punches above its weight consistently in music. And that's not just with Bad Bunny. It's with salsa. It's with boleros. It's with hip hop. It's with freestyle. And so we really wanted to celebrate ourselves and to highlight that excellence and to think about, like, what are we really singing about with all these issues, right? We talk about race. We talk about LGBTQ plus rights in this season. We talk about difficult things, but, like, you can't be suffering and struggling and being resilient all the time. And I learned this a lot covering the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. You know, that yeah, like, everybody wants this sort of narrative of this, like, sad place with a tiny violin. And that's just not what's happening. You know, that's not like the musical soundtrack. And so I don't want to give the impression that, you know, Puerto Ricans are, like, dancing through the pain, because that's not what happens, right? But there's this way of, like, expressing these other deeper, bigger stories, and also of feeling connected to the rest of the world, right? Because the rest of the world hears our music.
Alana Casanova Burgess is host, producer, and co-creator of La Brega, Stories of the Puerto Rican Experience. Alana, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And remember, you can find La Brega wherever you get podcasts.